Porter's Notebook.
I'm Stephen Portnoy on Capitol Hill, where it kind of feels like the first day of school, but even less fun, as members of Congress return from a 7-week summer vacation. There's a lot to do and very little time to do it. Congress left town without passing new Zika funding, and the House and Senate have only till the end of this month to pass a measure keeping the entire government running. Already there's disagreement on the length of a short-term stopgap. Republicans want to kick the can into next year, hoping to give the task of crafting a spending agreement to a new president and a new Congress. But Democrats say this Congress isn't done yet. They want to dive right back into the budget after the election. Despite the time crunch this month, some House Republicans might also push to impeach the IRS commissioner, and the GOP intends a formal response to what Republicans called a ransom payment to Iran. Oh, and you might just hear more about Hillary Clinton's emails. Congress is back in session. I'm Stephen Portnoy, CBS News.